much more. Martin's General Store, now with two locations to save you even more. 304 North Main Street in Rocky Ford and on East Highway 50 in La Junta. Martin's General Store.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And AM 920 KLMR. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. I'm Pat McGee. That's Lauren Adams sitting across the way. And a guy I haven't had on the air for a while. You've been behind microphones here before, I think.
A couple times.
Eric Hadigan in with us from Hadigan Farms. What are we going to be talking about today, Lauren?
We're going to be talking about community-supported agriculture. That might be a new term to some people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been around quite a while, and it's getting some legs. It's growing. And like I said, in the read up here, boy, we went to the grocery store when this whole pandemic started, and there wasn't anything on the shelf. And you think, golly, how am I going to feed my family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about going directly to the farmer and getting it right off of them?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's talk a little about that. So let's introduce Eric Hadigan of Hadigan Farms. Eric, tell us a little bit about your past. Now, I know your family has been farming in here for about a minute.
We have a little bit over 100 years.
Yeah,
I'm the sixth generation.
That's wonderful.
And I got three kids. Shout out to them.
Right on.
Hopefully, one of them or all of them will like somehow come back to the farm. It's up to them.
Yeah.
But we've been in the Swink area for a long time, and of course, producing produce and all that kind of stuff and everything. And we just love what we do.
Yeah. So part of what you love about it is, we talked before when you were at the office, is the dealing with the customers and helping to educate them a little bit about what the food products are, maybe even provide some recipes.
And that's one of the best things about working with the public. We've been at it such a long time that you get to know them. You know all of their family. You know exactly when they pull in. I'm terrible with names when they show up. But I know just by the car they drive what they're actually going to purchase.
Right.
And, it's just great. They've seen my kids grow up.
Yeah.
We have wonderful customers here in the Arkansas Valley. And it's nice to visit with them and everything like that. So we really enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
It's why we get up every morning. And we just strive to make a difference in everybody's lives.
Right.
It's wonderful to visit.
Yeah. Well, and what I admire about many of the families here in the Arkansas Valley since I lived here, been farming for generations, is the deep sense of heritage that comes from the producers like yourself, that comes with, you've helped build this community, you and your family. And it's important to acknowledge that, and it really shows in dealing with you and the pride you take in what you produce and what you're providing to the families that are out there. Now, when it comes to community-supported agriculture, this is kind of, I don't know, it's been around for a while. It's been around in many forms since the dawn of time, but here it is, and I want you to tell us just a little bit about how this community-supported agriculture, why is it called that? And who come up with it? Is it something that's funded? Is it something that you did on your own? Or how does that work?
Well, every so many years or generations, some new buzzwords come into effect, into our vocabulary. And, community-supported agriculture is one of those.
Right, well put.
Yeah. And so it's just one of those things that's taken off, and you see the movement to know your farmer, know your food.
Right.
And so people want to relate to where they're getting their food from. Back in the day, there was such a high percentage of people that were still tied to agriculture on the farm, and that's where we failed as agriculturalists or farmers to keep our customers informed and educated. Now, there's a lot of kids in cities that think, well, my food comes from a big box store, whether it be any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't have a connection to the land anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but it's shifting back. people are wanting to can, wanting to freeze, wanting to, and the internet's helped us there too. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get on Pinterest or any website.
Oh, YouTube is great.
Oh, recipes, you know, and it can make the worst housewife a great cook again. I'm not saying anything about my wife's cooking or anything like that.
Oh, be careful, pal.
I know. Yeah. I hope she's not listening, but you know, they can get back to that kind of stuff, and they want to use quality products, and they know they're safe.
Right.
And so that's what community-supported agriculture is doing. It's tying a consumer back to the farmer.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they're committing, you know, to buy from that farmer for the year.
Because
they're taking a stake in the farm for that year. Where they're giving us our money, you know, ahead of time and saying, I'm going to be your customer for the whole entire year.
Right.
And that's great on our fact that we say we got this customer base already set up.
Mm-hmm.
They've given us our money. We're going to produce them the best crop. Possible crop that we can. And we don't sell anything that we wouldn't serve to our own family, which I think goes to every farm market in the entire Arkansas Valley.
I think so too, yeah.
We got great many families up and down clear up to Pueblo that produce high quality crops. And so we get their money in early and we give them the opportunity to show up at our market, and whether they buy a half share or a full share based on family size or family needs, and they get 12 trips into the market.
Okay.
And the way ours differentiates is that a lot of people do some of these other programs where they get a box of food, but that's a box of food that you don't know what's in it until you get it.
Right.
At Hennigan Farms, they show up and they select what they want.
What they can use, what they know how to cook.
So, Everybody's in the same boat. Our tasters change from week to week.
Right.
You know, when something's in season, you're like, I'm going to make some nice pico de gallo.
I love it.
And so, hey, peppers are hitting the peak. You know, I got some tomato. I got an onion. Grabbed a piece of garlic there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm going to grill some corn on the grill, too. So you put a few ears of corn in that basket, and you get to fill your basket up with what you want.
Right.
And you know, so it's kind of it's unique in that opportunity that you don't have to get on and find out how to cook kale or some of these other weird products.
You're pretty unfamiliar
Or a product that, you know, I don't eat eggplant.
Right.
I'd rather boil my shoe and try to eat my shoe than eat eggplant. I'm just I grow it and sell it, but I don't eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not your taste, but it's somebody else's.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm more than happy to facilitate their taste buds, but not mine.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Now, I know a lot of people might be familiar with the community garden concept, because you've seen that come up in various communities and things like that. La Junta's had one for a while. I think Shiraw had one, might still be going. The community garden is a little bit removed from what you're referring to here today, though, in some ways, because that is individuals kind of coming together and just basically, if they don't have spot for a garden in their own yard, they can utilize that community garden. You're talking about, I mean, this is almost like buying stuff directly from a farmer's market or even a supermarket.
That's exactly what
Right. I understand that, you know, it's therapeutic to grow your own food.
It is.
If you've had a long day, let's say at the radio station, and you've talked too much and you just want to stay silent, maybe have a refreshment while you hoe a few weeds. And it's nice therapy to grow your own crops.
Yeah, but you can touch those weeds and call them any name you want.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And but at some level, you have to produce more than what you can produce in your backyard or at a community garden.
Yeah.
And
that,
you know,
that's almost a hobby type of thing, like you said.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's therapy and hobby, and
it's a treat, but it's not enough to sustain your family.
Right. And we do encourage that too, because it gets kids in the dirt.
Right.
If you have a family, and they understand that when you plant that seedling, it's going to mature into something else.
Right.
And so we're all for that. Yeah, and then a lot of people realize how hard a garden is.
Yeah.
And so they're willing to come to the market and pay any price because they've worked too hard and their crop got hailed out or something like that.
Yeah.
It happens.
In my case, you save money.
Exactly.
You do.
But, so we're all for community gardens and everything like that, too. But And we support them as much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great thing.
You know, one of the things I like about the system is, you know, I you know, personally, I really need to incorporate more, you know, vegetables into my diet, you know, and do that because I'm getting older. I have diabetes and I need to do that. So in order for me to commit to that, I commit in front to you and I pay you that fee for the year. And now I've already paid for it. And so it would be foolish of me not to come that 12 times, make that pass, pick those vegetables up, and get them home and actually eat them. Because we can commit to doing that, but then we go to the grocery store and we think, yeah, I can buy the tomatoes and make my own tomato sauce, or I can just pick up the can. And so if you want it, something more natural, and it kind of makes you a commitment on my part as a consumer to do that all the way through and to enjoy the benefits of it. So I like that aspect.
And it really is, like you mentioned, health benefits.
Yeah.
I kind of equate the Community Supported Agriculture, CSA, as like a gym membership.
Okay, good.
Because you pay for it. Mm-hmm. And a gym membership forces you to go.
Right.
Because you've already paid for it. Mm-hmm. So does a CSA.
Yeah.
Because you've paid in for the year so that you've actually made it up in your mind that you're going to eat healthier.
You made that commitment.
Through the summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When local fresh fruits and vegetables are available,
right.
And you know you're going to cook for your family, and so it's a big dynamic there, right. That it spreads through your family then.
Sure.
And you know that's the way I kind of equate it to, as a gym membership in
right.
a way.
Okay.
That you got to use it, you paid for it,
mm-hmm.
and we're locking in a customer for that year.
Right.
So it's great for us, but it's great for the consumer also. Right. It forces them to, well, it doesn't force them, but it encourages them to eat
right,
healthier.
You can not show up and just, you know, but what would be the use in that?
Exactly.
And I've also noticed, too, as I've started to eat healthier, it takes me a little longer to get my meals ready, but I'm finding that time in the kitchen is really therapeutic on its own.
Very fun, yes.
The chopping of the vegetables and spending that time to, and there is a, I don't know, a feeling of connection between what I'm doing, you, the farmer, your family, that agricultural heritage. I don't know. It just kind of all comes into play. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it makes the food taste better.
It certainly does.
It really does. Yeah, just having that knowledge of, you know, you've met the people that grow this food. I prepared it myself for my family. And it just has such a better form of sustenance, I think.
It really does, yes.
Eric Hannigan from Hannigan Farms with us here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds, of
Thank
course,
you.
And by Golden Plains Insurance. So stick around. More with Eric Hannigan from Hannigan Farms in just a moment on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR.
My grandfather used to say that once in your life, you need a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, and a preacher. But every day, three times a day, you need a farmer. The March 15th crop deadline is quickly approaching. Now is the time to see Golden Plains Insurance. They have the knowledge and expertise to help with all additions or changes to your crop coverage. With thin profit margins, it's more important than ever to have the right crop insurance coverage. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
Hello, this is Dr. Patrick Smith, family medicine physician at the Valleywide Clinics in La Junta, Ordway, Rocky Ford, and Los Animas. I wanted to take a minute to remind everyone of the importance of vaccinations, even during this pandemic. Vaccinations help prevent and stop the spread of infectious diseases. Please make sure that you and your children have all been updated on all of their vaccinations. Contact your medical provider's office as soon as possible. Make sure that you've had your shots. This is Dr. Patrick Smith, Valleywide physician. Please call Valleywide at 383-5500 with any questions.
Hey, it's Ann, and Pat McGee does not understand what I go through in the morning. I have a very difficult routine to follow.
You have to put them on in the mud room.
Yes, okay, yeah.
And then go do your chores in the mud, and then come back.
And take them off in the mud room.
And take them off in the mud room, and then put your regular boots on, and then walk through the mud to your car.
And that's where we come in. Hopefully we make that a little bit better with news, weather, all the things that you need to get yourself out the door. It's TTO Mornings, this, that, and the other, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown, and deep-rooted. Join us just after 8 o'clock.
the Otero Crowley Public Health Department and the Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment and the Schreiber Research Group have begun a new initiative to address the opioid and substance use disorder in Otero and Crowley counties. This project is funded by the Health Resources and Service Administration's grant. They need your help as a community member or community agency to join the newly formed Substance Use Prevention Coalition. The coalition meetings are once a month, currently via Zoom. To join, email all lowercase LopezL at PuebloCounty.us. Again, all lowercase LopezL at PuebloCounty.us.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR, also brought to you by the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance. Eric Hannigan, our guest today. We are having a interesting conversation off mic with our news director, Ann Boswell, who, you know, we apologize to her every time she says she's from Oklahoma. You know,
exactly.
You have to be from someplace. Everybody has. But she was mentioning okra. She asked if you did okra. And you said okra is really kind of a pain to do, if you will.
Yes. It's one of the worst crops you can grow.
And so many people like okra.
So many people do.
Yes.
I mean, I hate to say personally, I do not. But
like your eggplant. Okay.
Exactly. Yes, okay. Eggplant, okra, they're kind of right there on the same level. But okra, I mean, it's the worst crop to pick. It grows huge. It's spiny, and you have to pick it. It's hot.
Right.
It's just the worst crop to pick in the world.
You have to do it by hand. You have to do it with gloves. Yes. Yeah,
no mechanism's going
to
do that.
No, it gets to be a forest out there, and it's humid, and it's just, So I had to give her a little bit of heck about
okra. There you go.
I know we got many, many customers that do, and we're still trying to facilitate their needs by bringing in some from some of the other farmers that still grow it.
Right.
Well, let's reach in here and talk about the trivia question that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, we will have a trivia question coming up, and I have no idea what that's going to be as of yet.
That's
between you two over there. Yeah. I'm just driving the car. Yeah. You guys figure this
one
out.
We'll come up with that trivia question probably in the next break. So pay attention.
That's right.
It's going to be for a 5 or a 3 pound bag of grass seed or a half pound bag of our wildflower mixes here at Arkansas Valley Seeds.
That's right. And that number to call will be 719-384-2345. Right. 719-384-2345. Yes. You think I know that number by now, and I do. But you can call for that trivia question when the time comes, or if you have a question on a community-supported agriculture, will, for Eric, feel free to ring us up right here. Now I know many people here in this general area of the Arkansas Valley are very familiar with your family's long-running stand, Mary's Fruit Stand, right there on the west side of Swink. And I know you kept that name just because of the history of that. It's debatable, it's arguable that could be the oldest agricultural, you know, farmer's market, if you will, here in the valley.
It is, well, yeah.
We won't, I mean, it's not up for argument. We're
it
just
is not,
saying,
yes.
Yeah,
but
some people say it very well could be.
Mary Ugami had that for many, many generations in her family. Mm-hmm. And our families, you know, grew up together. We had many Japanese dinners with them. And we were always so tied so closely. And when Mary aged out and everything, and she never married, never had any kids. And so I had the opportunity to buy the market, but I did leave Mary's on the top of it just as a tribute to her. She was a wonderfully hardworking woman that farmed her whole life, and just as a tribute to her that we still keep her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And it's a landmark, too.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best-looking market in the valley, but by all means, and my wife tells me that all the time.
It's got personality.
It's got personality,
patina. We'll call it patina.
There you go.
So, it's beautiful that you hang on to that, because I think it speaks to your commitment to the heritage of this community, and that's one of the things that makes this community just so beautiful and why I love living here.
Yeah,
really,
and when you're purchasing produce from Mary's Farm Market, you're not paying for a new building.
Yeah,
there you go.
Because there is actually no expense in it left.
That's right. It's depreciated out.
It is, pretty much.
Okay, what is the difference, Eric, between, say, buying something from your market or any other market for that matter, you know, buying produce directly from the producer at a stand and being, you know, buying from a CSA type of thing, as we're speaking about here today? What's the big difference with that?
Yeah, our CSA is pretty much the same as purchasing at our fruit stand. because you walk into our market and you bring your basket and your punch card. We punch your card, you take your basket, and you walk around the fruit stand just as you would be a normal shopper.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
You put what you want in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up, we okay it. And then with every punch, too, you get a free watermelon and cantaloupe also.
Mm-hmm.
Because so that's in addition to the basket.
Because
oh, nice. Watermelon fill that basket up pretty fast.
Watermelon and cantaloupe would fill the basket up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone wants a watermelon and a cantaloupe
you
along with their
do.
Purchase.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get the basket, a watermelon, and a cantaloupe with every trip, 12 trips per season.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And so it is a wonderful deal. And, yeah, you just look around. And we do bring in other products that aren't locally available, that we cannot grow here. I have a great relationship with a grower on the Western Slope, and they take melons over there, and I get peaches back.
I get the Palisade peaches coming
right.
back here. That's
you
right.
Be,
that's
you
the
can't
be our peaches
mm-hmm.
right
there.
Right.
Indeed.
And so we always have fresh fruit, you know, apricots, you know, that kind of stuff. We bring in some other stuff. And so you got a wide range, as the other markets do throughout the valley.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get everything fresher, you know, right here in any produce stand in the Arkansas Valley.
Right. Mm.
And so I just urge any consumer, whether it be going to Mary's or out to Hannigan's, to shop at your local markets, whether it be, you know, up and down the valley.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere,
seems.
Yes.
Right.
And
right.
and the more the merrier, because the bigger the draw, the more people we get in from outside areas, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People... I mean, I put stuff in trunks there at Mary's, you know, when I go down there to help my wife or something, and they'll already have half a trunk of produce.
Right.
And I was like, you stop to some other market, and there's so many people that just stop at each market
right.
to have the whole experience.
You bet.
And we know of people that drive clear down from the metro area all along
Denver,
the Front
yes.
Range, Denver, Colorado
yes.
Springs. They come all the way down here
and
to the Arkansas Valley and, you know, hit the pepper farms in Pueblo
exactly,
and come right down
yes.
Highway 50. And like you said, they will hit each market that they see. You know, I break for produce. They may as well have a bumper sticker that
says that.
That
would be a good one, yes.
Yes, yes.
And it is nice that they want the whole farm experience, and every market has got something different
mm-hmm.
to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they're looking for, and it's a great tourist draw.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people we can keep in the produce business throughout the Arkansas Valley,
mm-hmm.
it's better for us all.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you mentioned, you know, you bring different produce in from other areas of the state, things that you can't grow here. What is your primary crops for your farming, for your stands? We have a caller here we'll get in just a moment, but if you would
you
maybe
know,
answer
most of
that
the melon
question,
crops,
yes.
cantaloupes, watermelons, of course, tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
all the different types of chili, and most anything else, the stuff that we can grow,
mm-hmm.
we try to supply ourselves.
Is there much sweet corn and that type of thing in this area?
Sweet corn, yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Raise really good sweet corn.
All right. We do have a caller on the line. We'll see what this is all about here. Good morning. You're live with us on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Now, this is Corliss Netherton in Los Animas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to your program, and I just wanted to take a minute to talk about how good the Hannigans have been to the community in another way. I worked at the Child Development Services Head Start program for 20 years, and for years and years and years, the Hannigans donated the pumpkins every Halloween for the Los Animas children so we could have... Halloween celebration, and they could carve them and so on. And I know they also did it for other CDSs, but I just wanted to put in a plug that we appreciate them so much for not only their great farming and produce, but for their generosity to the community.
Very nice of you to say.
Corliss, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Anyway, I just thought this would be a good time to say that so people would know that that's also part of what makes you good such a great place to be.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
You bet.
You bet. Thanks, Corliss. You bet.
Bye.
And, you know, Eric, I know so many of the other producers around here do the same thing. I mean, there's so many. It's like all the businesses in the area that sponsor ball teams and different clubs and things like that. All of our producers here in the area just make all kinds of donations like that.
Yeah, if you're in any business, you're always going to get hit up, whether it be from a local school group or anything like that. But, you know, the pumpkin deal is a special time of year for me. We do a corn maze.
I was going to ask.
That's
good.
And we get, you know, sometimes we'll have 60, 70 cars there on a Sunday or a Saturday, depending on the weather. We got a straw pyramid, a corn pit that they kids splash around in, and different tractors they can take pictures on and everything. And it's always just a wonderful, I love fall, wonderful time of year. Yeah. The weather's perfect. People are in such a great mood. And we do donate a lot of pumpkins. Because that's just the greatest thing in the world. These people show up, they get their pumpkins, and you know that they're going to be a customer then too, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a wonderful time of year for us to partake in that, and we really enjoy it.
Definitely. Beautiful. All right. And I know the corn mazes are always a lot of fun for
they
kids.
Are. Yes. The people really enjoy it. And every year we change it up and make it, you know, sometimes we make it a little harder, sometimes a little easier.
I was going to say that has to be quite a job for you to put those together, actually.
Well, it's one of those things we do it. Yeah. It's a fly by the hip kind of a thing, you know. Me and my son do it and just see how it turns out. But it's always fun because we move it around from year to year based on crop rotations.
Right, right.
And so based on the land that you got, you know, you just start it and make it. And
I'm sure there's the occasional evil chuckle that, boy, they're going to have fun. Right. They're going to have fun getting out of this one.
This person's going to walk all this way, and then it's a dead end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
There you go. All right. Lauren, do we have a trivia question or anything like that
you
that
you'd
like to pop out
here?
You know,
I coming up, and the trivia question is going to be
yes, what is that?
A really tough one.
It is. Okay.
We want to know what the acronym CSA stands for.
CSA. What CSA, does that acronym stand for?
Get that
my
3-pound bag of grass seed, your choice, and a 1/2-pound bag of wildflower mix from Arkansas Valley Seeds there in Rocky Ford.
There you go. Yep. 719-384-2345. That is our phone number here. If you know what that acronym CSA stands for, we've been talking about it for about the last half hour, as a matter of fact. So there you go.
Yeah.
I think it was mentioned a time or two. CSA. What's that stand for? Our first caller with that answer right now, 384-2345. You'll get your choice of that 3-pound sack of grass seed, turf seed, and it is getting that time of year.
Start taking care of your lawn.
Or a 1/2-pound bag of the wildflower mix from Arkansas Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Our guest, Eric Hannigan from Hannigan Farms, Lauren Adams there as well. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and by Golden Plains Insurance. Stay close. We're coming back.
You might be a farmer's wife if your name is taped to the side of a cake pan, if a night out involves the local 4-H, if the word auction makes you tingle. And you just might be a farmer's wife if you know crop insurance policies are available on more than 100 commodities, from field crops to pasture and even specialty crops like hemp. Golden Plains Insurance reminding all farming wives and their husbands of the March 15th crop deadline. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation too at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, temperatures have bounced back nicely from the frigid Arctic air of last week, and highs today should be in the 60 to 65 degree range, or about 5 to 10 degrees above normal for late February. A cold front will move through the region late this afternoon and bring an end to the mild temperatures, and so highs on Wednesday and Thursday will average about 5 to 10 degrees below normal. The colder air will bring snow showers with precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter inch, so some moderate to severe cold stress is possible for exposed newborn livestock. And after another brief warm-up, a cold front this weekend is likely to swing temperatures back 8 to 10 degrees below normal. There is another chance for rain and snow early next week, with early estimates of precipitation only a tenth of an inch or less. 6-inch soil temperatures have recovered to the lower 30s and should warm slightly into the mid-30s over the next week. Although temperatures will average near to below normal the rest of this month, it looks like above-normal temperatures will prevail for at least the first half of March. But sadly, precipitation will likely end up below normal, so don't look for improvement in these severe to extreme drought conditions. Since October 1st, precipitation across southeast Colorado has been only 25 to 50% of normal in Prowers County for the driest of the region. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Arkansas Valley Resource Center provides comprehensive services to crime victims of all violent crimes in Bent, Crowley, and Otero counties. These violent crimes include stalking, human trafficking, burglary, homicide, domestic violence, sexual assault, robbery, and bias-motivated crimes. Advocates are available 24 hours a day for crisis intervention, safety planning, and temporary emergency shelter services. We can also help with civil legal advocacy, criminal justice advocacy, relocation financial help, and counseling. If you need an interpreter, we can provide one. We believe that everyone deserves to lead safe and healthy lives free of violence. The 24/7 hotline number is 719-384-7764, or find us online at ArkansasValleyResourceCenter.org.
And we are back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and, of course, Golden Plains Insurance. I'll get the words out.
Yeah.
There you go. Eric Hadigan, our guest from Hadigan Farms. And as we mentioned, Mary's Fruit Stand. And you do some stuff out of your place for yourself, a swank as well.
Oh, right? Yes. We offer pick your own.
I was going to get there. Do you offer a pick your own?
Because
a lot of people are into that. Yes.
We've been doing it for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And people show up. They pick their own chili, their own tomatoes. Of course, you know, they can bring them right back in. We got a huge roasting facility there.
Oh, there is. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
what
so
a smell
you
that
picked
is.
It.
Yes.
Bring it right in. We roast it right up. You're off. We roast their own tomatoes now, too,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to go home, blanch them, and make that big old mess in your kitchen. It saves
right.
you so much time.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
going to
try that next season.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. It's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you – if you've –
probably blanched, adds that roasted flavor to it, too, maybe?
Slightly, yeah.
yeah.
And people add garlic in. We've done some onions in there with it. We're willing to try anything, but we roast a lot of chili at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but we got the facility out there, wholesale, retail. And, of course, you know, the pumpkin patch gets huge in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Corn maze, some photo opportunities, and just a lot of entertainment.
All right.
Now, you betcha.
Now, getting signed up for the CSA program, Community Supported Agriculture, how do folks do that? I mean, like you said, they don't have to. They can just pop into one of the stands and buy whatever the heck they want, you know. But with the CSA, does that give them any kind of guarantees?
Oh, it does.
Okay.
I mean, we're always going to be open no matter what,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. And we always try our best to produce a crop. But, yeah, you go to HanniganFarms.com. We got a great website. All the information's there. But, like I said, you bring your basket, a half share. Looking here on my cheat sheet here, is $225 for 12 trips.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets you a cantaloupe and a watermelon every time, along with your basket of produce.
Okay, how big are the baskets?
Yeah,
what kind of baskets are you talking about?
I got a nice basket. They call it a, what we went to is a a shorter half. It's a half bushel, but it's a short half bushel. Mm-hmm. So the diameter is of course expanded.
I remember the old terms, you know, a peck and a bushel and all right. that type of stuff. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so it measures 6 inches with a diameter of 12. Mm-hmm. But it's and you get to keep the basket every year.
Okay.
So every time you sign up, you get a brand new basket.
Mm-hmm. Nice looking basket too.
It is. It's right. beautiful. It's brand new.
Yep.
And then they can make a flower.
Made out of wood, yeah.
Something, flower arrangement or a Christmas
house or
something basket in the wintertime with it, mm-hmm. you know.
Really, and that allows 12 visits through the season.
12 visits through the season. Mm-hmm, okay. And you don't have to take one each week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can come in and you're like, I got family coming in from out of town. We're going to have some big barbecues.
Right.
So I need to fill my basket up two or three times, mm-hmm. and you take that many punches off.
Right. Right.
I need so much corn. Mm-hmm. I need so many onions. And we're flexible in that aspect.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it really works out really well because mm-hmm. we're flexible and you get what you want when you want it.
Has the community response been real good for this?
Been huge. Mm. We started off on a slower scale about 4 years ago. And we signed up a few. And then every year we try to glean information back from the consumers that are using it to see what we can change or what we can to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had a few businesses and government entities over the years that bought in with their employees kind of a thing.
Like an employee perk, if you will.
Right.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. a great idea.
And I don't know if it helps with their health insurance or any of this kind of stuff, or it's just a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And so the company paid part of it, mm-hmm. and, you know, to encourage their employees to eat healthier.
Great. Right.
So we've worked with WIC, Women, Infant, Children. We've worked with Live Well Colorado has been great to us.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's a privately funded organization out of Denver, but they also, we offer the double bucks on their Quest card,
mm-hmm.
the food stamp card. So anytime any purchaser comes into any of our markets and they buy up to $20 a day, we double their purchase.
Oh, okay.
Which mm-hmm. is huge for our area.
Mm-hmm.
So people really start to rely on that because, you know, they can use their card at somewhere else and just get their 20 bucks, or they can buy $20 worth of produce at our fruit stand and get an additional $20 in bonus bucks.
Double their money right there. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It makes their food stamp money go so much further, mm-hmm. and people use it wisely.
Yeah.
And it's really been a huge bonus for us.
Sure.
And the whole, and it benefits the Arkansas Valley as a whole.
Oh, it's a great benefit. If you're struggling and you need the help to have food stamps in your house, every dollar is something that just needs to get stretched as far as it can go. Mm.
And LiveWell's main goal is, too, they want to get healthier, fresh fruits and vegetables in front of kids.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And these are products, too, that have to be cooked. So they feel that maybe the family will sit down to a cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
And have that time of not only food, but conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's kind of therapy for their family.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. no way to the benefits.
And the family dinner is, you know, oftentimes, many people have said, it's went by the wayside, too,
with people
being so busy, you know, both spouses working, yeah. that type of mm-hmm. thing, the way the schedules are, that it's almost unusual in many cases for right. the sit-down family dinner that most of that, you know, we've grown up with.
We
grew
did.
Up with that, sure. yes.
And now mm-hmm. you got to, like, when you still sit down as a family, you got to tell your kids to put their phones down.
Yeah, right. there you go. That's right. Yeah. Put your phone down.
We're not watching phones. TV. We're putting our phones yeah. down, and we're having a deal. We're actually going to talk, mm-hmm. which is sometimes kind of a struggle.
Yes.
And then you try to figure out what to talk about.
Mm-hmm. All
so. Right. I think a lot of families, when I was a boy, 6 o'clock was dinner time.
That was every day.
You had to be home by then.
And it was chiseled in stone.
Exactly.
Eric Hannigan of Hannigan Farms, HanniganFarms.com. Log on and check out their community. CSA, yes, Community CSA. Supported Agriculture Program, yeah. or just what they got to offer at their stands. And we'll be right back to wrap things up and let Lauren plug Arkansas Valley Seeds a little bit too, right, the podcast and whatnot. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance.
My grandfather used to say that once in your life you need a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, and a preacher, but every day, three times a day, you need a farmer. The March 15th crop deadline is quickly approaching. Now is the time to see Golden Plains Insurance. They have the knowledge and expertise to help with all additions or changes to your crop coverage. With thin profit margins, it's more important than ever to have the right crop insurance coverage. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon, on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation, too, at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR.
Yep. How many weeks are in?
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds, of course.
Yep.
Eric, thanks so much. Eric Hannigan from Hannigan Farms on Community Supported Agriculture. What a great program. And folks just can log on, HanniganFarms.com, for information.
You bet. It's a pleasure to be here,
Pat. You bet. Yeah. Are other markets involved in programs similar to this?
There's a few up and down the valley. Mm-hmm. Everybody's is a little bit different.
So check with your favorite if you
check
have one.
Check with your
That's
favorite.
Right.
You
okay.
bet. We're all the producers in the Arkansas Valley are great.
Mm-hmm. So. You bet. So yeah. HanniganFarms.com. Check that out. Eric, thanks so much
you
this
betcha.
Morning. All right. Lauren, run with it. You got about a minute and a half right here.
All
of
right.
course,
well,
you've
of
got
course,
your website and everything you do
you
at Arkansas
bet.
Valley Seeds.
So if you missed part of this show and you want to listen to the rest of it, go on to avseeds.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the Growing Together icon, and this podcast will be on there pretty shortly.
Yep.
Where you can listen to all of our past shows on there.
There you go.
And
have them all
so,
loaded up.
Also mm-hmm. want to plug the trivia question, but it's a little late.
It's a little late now, so
that.
That's right.
But
there you go. Hey, next week we're going to be talking conservation.
We are. We are. And I did a little bit of research, and I found out there is a difference between the National Resource Conservation Service and the Conservation District, two completely different things.
Mm.
So we're going to bring in Nancy Ackerman.
Asherman. Yes.
Apparently, this nice lady used to be the superintendent of schools.
And right. Now she's Eric and I know her pretty well,
yeah,
I
really
think.
Well.
You
yeah.
bet. Yes.
So a longtime member of the community. It's going to be wonderful to hear from her. And she's going to bring one or more of her colleagues to talk about the conservation district there and what role they play in our community. I mm-hmm. think it's going to be a very interesting conversation.
You bet. Really and not good. Only that, you know, she's involved with the conservation district, mm-hmm. the Idea Place Fair in Rocky Ford, where they do all the yes. art shows and
yeah.
things like that. Just mm-hmm. Nancy is so active. It'll
Powerhouse.
Be great to have
yeah.
her on the show next week. Nancy Asherman with the Rocky Ford Conservation District. Again, avseeds.com. Yep. Check out our past programs.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out more about community-supported agriculture, get on to HanniganFarms.com. HanniganFarms.com. Spelled just like it sounds, folks. It's not tough. Eric, thanks once again.
Thank you.
All right. You. That's going to wrap things up today for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Our news at noon is coming up next.